Welcome to the season 3, episode 2 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
The podcast that makes you care about sports.
We are an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State Student Run Newspaper, the Daily 49er. I'm Naoki.
I'm Matty G.
And welcome to the show. As you guys can see, we're in a little bit of a different setup today. There's some scheduling conflicts involved. We're in a little bit of a smaller space today. And we just came off of probably one of the biggest episodes that we've ever recorded.
Ever. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's pretty big to get Connelly, but... You were wise. Some other people did bigger. Shout out Bobby.
But we have, I would like to thank two bigger guests today on the show.
That's an honor to
be permitted. We have one of the co-hosts for...
We have a radio legend.
Yeah, we have a radio legend.
Can't say that.
That is true. That is very, very true. We have the co-host here at Footy Fridays, Mr. Zach Durham.
Thank you.
And our resident Englishman, Maher.
What's up, people? It's good to be back.
Before we start the show, we'd like to make a little bit of an announcement for the show. So for this season for Teed Up, we're going to switch it up just so slightly. So for the past two seasons, we would be recapping the beach sports and recapping all off the top of the show. We record this on Fridays and we post these on Wednesdays. So obviously there's a bit of a gap in between the timelines here. And, you know, by the time we recap certain sports, they're like a week and a half gone. So what we'll be doing is... we're going to be moving all of our weekend and our sports recaps to our Instagram and our socials. So follow us on socials at daily49er.com. We'll be dropping the sports recaps for the beach every single Tuesday on the Instagram. So please, if you want to know what, stay up to date on what's going on, keep an eye on our socials. And obviously when we write our stories, our game stories, you can also look out for those as well after every single game. Maddie, we just posted one last night.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like we're finding a way to not talk about men's basketball's game last night.
We're going to
quickly skip around.
We're just going to avoid it. Skipping rocks.
Yeah. We're going to talk about...
We didn't see that.
That didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
So first things first to start off, we have... we're going to talk some soccer today, talk some footy.
Footy Friday.
Yeah,
he just was a guest on Footy Fridays.
I was.
Like probably the best episode of the season, I would say.
I'm touched.
Would you look at that?
Yeah. I'm touched.
Look at that?
We just, we were flowing, man.
Ben Affleck? Come on, mate.
Well, you ruined it by singing Glory, Glory, Glory. Everything was going smooth until you and Beto just had to start going.
We made that episode, me and Beto, okay? Mm. That song, there was no episode.
Oh.
There was no episode.
No, but I appreciate that, Zach.
We were flowing today.
I saw it, man.
One of the things that we didn't get a chance to touch on the Footy Fridays today is the international duty. So yeah. African Cup of Nations in the Asian Cup. As a Japanese native, Japan is doing really well right now in the Asian Cup. My captain, Wataru Endo, we talked about him on that show. And Matoma is doing really well, Kubo. But there's another nation that started to do really, really well in the Asian Cup. Maddie, why don't you take us away?
Oh, I didn't know we were jumping to Palestine quickly.
We're talking Palestine today.
I love always
today.
Getting Palestine tidbits into anything sports related.
Absolutely.
Massive ups to Palestine. First ever Asian Cup win.
For sure.
With everything going on. I mean, it's just tremendous to see that.
Yeah.
And such a small country in general. You look at like the population of India, China, can't get out of their group.
That's true.
Palestine goes ahead, does it. Right. When's the first ever game as well? 3-0 against Hong Kong. And then... you got the 110 days celebration. Shout out Palestine.
Shout out Palestine, man.
Yeah, the AFCON is just the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, every time there's an AFCON tournament, there is just storyline after storyline as it goes on.
Talking about a particular storyline, like Andre Onana's, your boy.
Yeah.
His AFCON experience has been quite the interesting one.
Funny enough, the Cameroon head coach had the sanity and the mental capacity to drop him. Ten Hag hasn't. So I don't know what's going on here, Ten Hag, but look at the Cameroon head coach. He's doing it right. Drop him.
But it's like, I think for the ones who don't know, he stayed a day longer in England.
He played against Spurs. It was against Spurs.
Tried to fly in, missed his flight, or his flight got delayed.
Missed his flight. He tried to get into the first game of the tournament.
He drove there, right?
He drove there. Got angry about it, threw a fit. Had to get calmed down by, I think, the opposing team's player, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Was in the game. Next game. Played terrible. Look at the second goal he conceded. It was his fault. He's diving in slow motion.
I don't think he made a single
save.
Listen, Onana is going through an astronomical downfall in his career. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's a Man United colours. I'm not too sure, but something wrong is happening with him. And it's just, I don't know.
Lights are too bright at Old Trafford, I think.
Yeah, can we cut to the clip from earlier in season 2 when Maher, like, like praised Onana as like one of the best signs of the summer.
He had a great year for Inter Milan. One of the reasons why they made it to the final, like, mate. You know,
he like
Ballon d'Or.
You know, it wasn't just it was the entire football world. You know, I fell for it eventually. You know, unfortunately, I fell for it. But yeah, we'll see what happens, mate. You know, we still got February and March and April and.
That's a lot of goals conceded.
That's a lot of goals to concede.
That's a lot of Onana right there, man.
A lot of time to fall further and further down the Premier League table down there.
Oh my goodness.
And Matt, you got something?
Yeah, Emilio and Sue. Equatorial Guinea.
Oh, wow.
The man is playing third tier in Spain, but leading AFCON in goal scoring. Oldest hat trick ever. But
and he's a right back.
He's a defender.
In the third tier of Spain, but he plays striker.
Look at that, mate. The beauty of AFCON.
That's the beauty of AFCON. You have a right back playing strikers, 34, has 5 goals.
See, this is why I love like international duty a lot. You just get these like you get like third tier league defenders playing striker, and then you get all these players playing out of position that they wouldn't naturally be playing.
Exactly.
But they shine. They're shining.
They are shining, yeah. I mean, Equatorial Guinea's playing great.
Superstars are born in these tournaments usually as well.
100%.
How much was Rodriguez at the World Cup, and now we got this right back over in
the 34-year-old right back.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Hey, Chelsea has striker issues.
There you go, Chelsea.
See, but who decided to? This is my thing, because they always have the Euros and the Copas like off season.
Yeah.
At the end or before the season. Why is the AFCON and the Asia Cup like right smack in the middle of the January transfer window and like everyone else's season? It makes no sense to me.
That's a good.
Like, who decides this?
Slots, I guess, like because maybe the summertime is secluded to like you know European tournaments. I don't know. I'm just going off the gun here.
I think that's true. It probably has to do with like TV viewership. For they figured like they can get more eyeballs on it now.
Yeah.
If they're competing against the Euros.
The reason is summer heat.
Yeah, that's part of it.
You can't play AFCON during the summer.
Oh my goodness, mate.
Or Asian Cup in the summer either.
Forget about it. You'll be.
You remember Qatar in the World Cup?
Exactly. They did during December.
Yeah.
Even then, they had air conditioned stadiums, mate.
They were just catching cramps left and right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Well, also, you think like the vast majority, like the like if you're looking at it just in terms of just Europe, like the superstars that make up a lot of the bigger clubs in Europe, they're all European.
Yeah.
You have your exceptions, obviously, with Son and Salah and. You know, Osimhen and you know, does it.
Yeah.
But I think if you want, it also helps that you get viewership like all year round when you have the Euros and Copa in the summer, in the summertime. You just get that viewership all year round as opposed to just like in little seasons.
How do we feel about players declining international duty? I don't know if you guys heard about the player for Leicester, Abdul Fatawu. He was like a young Ghanaian player, like 19, declined playing for Ghana.
Really?
And then got a red card the very next day for Leicester.
Right.
And got a 3-game ban. And so he won't play for a month anyways.
Wow.
So he declined AFCON. Probably is now in like the doghouse of the federation.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Joel Matip. With the camera,
he did something similar. Team,
where he refused to go, and then actually won AFCON that season. You know what I mean? So
I mean, he's off with injury right now for Liverpool, and we're top of the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fishy.
It does remind me of that for sure. It happens, mate. You know, players. I guess they got you know problems with the head coach and the national team. And,
absolutely.
You know, it happens all the time. You hear those stories.
But at this stage of both tournaments, we do you guys have as your favorites to win
Egypt.
Both tournaments? Okay.
Egypt won it all.
The winless, because of the cow?
Because I lived there for 10 years, mate. It's personal bias.
Okay? Oh, okay, fair.
You know what I mean? I'm going for Egypt.
Fair.
I'm going for Egypt.
I would say for AFCON, I'm going to go either Senegal or Nigeria. Just two of the top teams in that entire continent.
Senegal's got the most points right now.
Yeah, Senegal's probably the favorite. I know Sadio Mane is leading the way.
Yep.
Shout out Sadio Mane, former Red.
And then for Asia Cup, I'm going to stick with my boys, Kingman Son in South Korea, man. Japan. I mean, Japan, I think that would be the final.
That would be a beautiful final.
Ooh, that would be a cool final.
Disrespecting the team.
Palestine.
Huh? Socceroos.
The Socceroos.
Australia.
Yeah, they're strong too.
Australia gave Argentina a great game in the World Cup.
They did.
Fair.
Shout out to Saudi Arabia. They beat them, didn't they?
Yeah.
And look like what happened to them.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Socceroos, shout out Big Ange.
Shout out Big Ange. Didn't get
the win today, but he's changing the culture of the top notch for men. I'm going to still stick with Japan versus Korea.
In the words, just do it, mate.
What do you got for Asian Cup? Maher.
Japan.
Japan.
Japan. They're just too stacked, honestly.
All right, Maddie.
I'm going Australia and Senegal. I do really like Australia. Jackson Irvine's one of my man crushes. Guy has a great mustache and a lot of tattoos.
Hey, that's a fair point.
Casemiro too, apparently, in that video. He recognized him actually at the World Cup. He's like, oh, I recognize you.
I've seen that.
You
play
for Australia, no? Yeah.
Dick stash on him.
Exactly. I got Japan and I got Egypt. Optimo Salah.
There you go, mate.
Optimo Salah. I got to root for the Reds, you know.
You need to
root for the Reds that are out there in the AFCON Asia Cup.
For sure.
Matty, would you like to hit us with the inaugural Frank break of this season?
This is inaugural?
This is the
first
one.
Frank break.
Oh, we feel honored.
That's what I mean, mate.
Connolly and Appel didn't get this.
Yeah, we couldn't give Connolly and them a Frank break.
Okay.
True.
I think Connolly eats hot dogs.
You'd be surprised.
I reckon she does.
Maybe.
I mean, who doesn't, to be fair?
Nowadays, mate.
Tell me she doesn't go to a Dodger game and get a Dodger dog.
They're not good.
Dodger dog?
Be talked about on Frank break.
That's a hot
take. The Dodger dog is not good.
That is a hot take.
Whoa.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take.
You're better than
Angels dogs. I mean,
you just upset Angels fan.
Just go to Costco and come to the game. I don't know if Dodger Stadium allows that, but Angels Stadium you can bring out.
They're not that bad. Costco's. I like their hot dogs too. So
crazy hot take, man.
But you know, as far as Frank break goes, we're gonna go quiz style here.
Okay. All right, hit us.
We're gonna open up with they were the 2021-22 Europa League champions.
Okay.
And Brendan Aaronson's brother plays for this team. Everything's Frank related.
Okay. This is a team.
This is a team.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at you for this one.
Yeah.
Frankfurt.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
Mario Götze.
There we go. Started off easy. Paxton Aaronson. I guess people don't know he plays.
I didn't know he had a brother.
He's not very good.
That's probably why.
Christina's favorite player was Brendan Aaronson. That's true. She's a Leeds fan.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the Leeds kid. Yeah. I almost wore it.
All right.
Up the Leeds.
No. Up the Leeds.
He was quick to shut that down.
Stay in the championship, mate. Don't come back up, please.
We were talking about Calvin Phillips.
Calvin
Phillips.
He's going to West Ham.
Oh, yeah. On loan. Wow. Good move for him, honestly. Good move for him.
West Ham.
Good move.
This one's a little tougher.
Okay.
We got an icon from FIFA 14 to 17. Defender capped 112 times for the Dutch national team. Won a Champions League with Ajax, played at Barcelona, and then was also a manager.
Ronald Koeman.
No,
where's the Frank?
Oh,
see, remember, this is where I thought it was Frank, the guy that passed away.
Yeah, Franz Beckenbauer.
But it's Franz. Oh. Frank. Frank de Boer.
Frank de Boer.
I needed the Frank. I just had to tie it into the.
Because I heard
Frank
Barcelona and Ajax. I'm like, that's cash. Ronald
Koeman. Who did he manage, though?
He managed at Ajax. I think he's managing currently in the Saudi league.
Okay.
We don't
Frank
count
de Boer,
that.
Man.
Frank de Boer.
I don't think I ever had him on my FIFA team.
In the words of Mourinho, the worst manager in Premier League history.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Oh. Lost his first five games and got sacked by Crystal Palace. So,
yeah. You should have done that.
Here you go. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Worst manager in Premier League history.
According to Mourinho?
According to Jose Mourinho.
According to the chosen one?
The chosen one,
they shouldn't have sacked him.
Well, Crystal Palace?
No,
Mourinho.
Crystal Palace.
He lost five games on the trot. What do you mean?
All right, next one up here. We got the Premier League's top assister three times.
Okay.
MLS All-Star. Started the career for West Ham. Managed at Derby County.
We know who this is already.
Mate.
I'm going to look at you.
Yeah, we're going to look at you for this
one. Is Frank, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. Give me the
Premier League's top assister three times.
Yeah.
MLS All-Star. Started his career for West Ham. Yeah. Managed at Derby County.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get this
one.
As an Englishman,
I've got so many. Wait.
Just think Frank, bro.
Frank Lampard. There you go. See, I knew it was someone's name, man. I could get it somewhere.
Those are the most rogue clues.
Yeah. Frank Lampard.
I had no idea he started at West Ham.
Oh yeah,
he was his youth boy. And then after that, he went to.
He went
to Chelsea. Then he after West
Ham.
Nah,
somewhere else.
Did he not go to Chelsea after West Ham?
One more team in between. I don't remember who.
Fulham? Yeah. No, not Fulham.
I want to say Swansea, but I could be wrong.
Chelsea. You know, Frank Lampard.
Proper Chelsea. Get him back in charge.
That's a true blue.
That is a true blue.
Swansea.
Swansea. 9 games. 9 games. Come on.
And then he played at Chelsea for 13 years.
There you go, mate. And won the Champions League.
And then this is the last one.
Okay.
If you guys get this, like, all on you, but there's no shot.
Okay.
This UK soccer club's new uniform makes them look like giant wieners was a headline from Vice in 2018 about this.
Okay, this is UK soccer.
It's not necessarily like Premier League team.
No,
I think it's gotta be
like Scottish, like Prem.
Were they sponsored by Oscar Mayer or something like that?
That's not a bad shout.
They were the North Riding County champions in 2017.
North Riding, North County, pardon?
North Riding County champions in 2017. They might be Sunday League.
That's what I'm thinking,
they
mate.
They might be Sunday
League. They might as well be. I mean,
pub team, you know what I mean, mate? Honestly, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Third division in English football.
I'm going to throw on the towel. I have no clue.
Wrexham?
They are not even in the third tier. What are you talking about? This is Bedale Town.
Bedale Town.
And these are the kids we're rocking with.
Those are atrocious. I like how the goalie's got that like barbecue grill.
Yeah, he's
mark
got the grill one. Yeah, I like that.
That is a lovely
also,
kit.
I think it's beautiful. I found their kit currently.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm pretty sure it's a pie.
It looks very
That is a pie. Yeah. That is a pie.
Peas and
oh my goodness,
sausage and
that's
pea pie.
That's proper footy heritage right there.
I love how creative. Football gets with their kits,
they
dude.
Do, isn't
dude,
it? Yeah.
We have a segment on Footy Fridays called Kit Check. There was one week. So most of the time we'll do our favorite kits, but I think only one episode this year we did least favorite kits.
Okay,
I cannot think of the name of them, but they did these jerseys that were like it was like shirts versus skins. Mm-hmm. So they made the jersey look like it was all muscle fabric.
I love it.
And like but it was so atrocious.
No, I've seen it.
It was so atrocious.
The idea was like S tier, but the execution was
like
F tier.
Like Z tier.
Loha CD. Have we seen the shrimp kit?
Yeah.
Shrimp kit.
We can talk about kits forever. I was trying to buy this.
I'm telling you, man.
Look at that,
kit check, man.
Kit check.
It's one of my favorite segments.
That's a bad one.
You don't like the shrimp kit?
That's a crazy concept, bro. It doesn't even look real. Like
just a couple shrimp.
That's the whole point of it, Naoki.
Bro,
it doesn't look real. You know what I mean? That's
like just a couple of shrimps.
Just a couple of shrimps, man.
Just a couple of shrimps.
It's a couple of shrimps shrimping, man. You know what I mean?
All right. So one of the big news that popped up today is current Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, will be stepping down from his position at the end of this season. That's not the news that I would have liked to wake up to this morning. His reasoning is he's mentioned that he kind of wants to live a normal life. He's been managing football for a very long time.
Right.
He had a long career at Borussia Dortmund before coming here to Liverpool.
Yeah.
That was crazy. You texted me this morning.
Mate, I had the best morning today. I woke up, went on Instagram, and the first thing I saw was Jurgen Klopp is resigning at the end of the season. The football gods have answered my prayers. Hope has been restored, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
He sacrificed a cow last night, didn't he?
I did. That was me, actually. That was actually me. One for Jurgen, one for the national team. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Listen, in all honesty, all bias aside, you know, he's been coaching one of the biggest clubs in the world for, six, 7 years now?
9 years.
Nine years. Man, that's a lot on you, you know, as a head coach. So, you know, I get it. Step back, take a little rest, enjoy your life, you know?
Do we think it's odd to do it mid-season, though? While you're currently top of the table.
Yeah.
And, messing with form?
I think.
He prefaced it as, he didn't want to do it, in the summer.
Yeah.
Because it would just been, but you just signed all these new players. You didn't want bad omens. You also didn't want to do it hey, hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we just won the FA Cup. We just won the quadruple.
Yeah.
Peace. Type of thing.
Right.
So I think
go out like Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, just went out the top.
That's what I think. But
that's
my
belief
it's
right there.
Because remember when Sir Alex Ferguson in 2001, he said it mid-season, he was going to retire. Yeah. And then he ended up coming back for another year because you guys ended up finishing, second in the league that year. So I think he wants to kind of see it as hopefully this kind of lights a fire.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep.
And kind of they want to
send him off.
Send him off on a high note. And we're on a pace to, we said on a Footy Friday, a watered down, diluted quadruple. With the Cabbage Cup or Carabao Cup, FA Cup, Europa League, and then the Premier League. But I hope he goes out on that high note that he wants and all Liverpool supporters want. And dude.
I'd say the bad news, though, for us Man United fans. That means Xabi Alonso will be the Liverpool's next head coach. I'm calling
you. We were talking about it on Footy Fridays, and I don't see it.
No, it's happening, mate. It's written in the stars, Zach. It's written in the stars. Xabi Alonso will be Liverpool's head coach.
I think because this is his first year managing Leverkusen, they're doing really well. I think us as supporters, we want to see do this two or three more years. We want to see a bigger sample size of you having some success.
Right.
Because we don't want to see let's say Leverkusen end the year undefeated and they win the Bundesliga. And then we sign him in the summer and then he just completely flakes.
Loses the room, yeah.
Yeah.
But this isn't a Oli Gunnar Solskjaer situation. You know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was in Norway. No offense to, you know, Scandinavian folk out there, but Norway football ain't known as to be the best in Europe. You know, Xabi Alonso competing in a top five league in Europe.
Yeah.
Played against the best teams and is undefeated with that team as well. Up against it's like the Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's a good coach.
Very good coach. What I said to Naoki earlier is that we haven't seen him have to recover from a loss yet. And it's like, if they lose that first game and their perfect season's over, who's to say they're going to lose 7 and 8 in a row?
That's true.
You know, are they going to respond after that first loss? Like, we're just going to have to wait and see. But until then, I think
De Zerbi
is probably the better option. He's gotten it done in the Premier League. He's got the scouts. Yeah. We talked about how Brighton scouts are up there with like Ajax and Borussia Dortmund, Sporting. But I think for going back to Jurgen, I mean, good for him. He deserves it. Go to Ibiza with your family.
Yeah, dude. Enjoy retirement.
Champions League.
I think he comes back and coaches the German national team.
We also
and then
about
goes
this
to the
earlier.
World Cup in 2026 with Germany.
I still think the U.S. national team's a shout.
Oh, my God.
For Jose Mourinho, maybe. Yeah, maybe for the special one, probably, for the national team.
Volkan Pulisic at Dortmund. I don't actually think they got along.
Well, quickly back, though. Okay, if not Xabi Alonso,
Mourinho
for Liverpool?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Mourinho coming back to the Prem.
I don't think Mourinho... I don't think he fits the timeline of this team. Like,
he will never go... Absolutely not. Liverpool will never hire Mourinho.
No, I don't even think that would happen.
That would never happen.
Mutually, I don't think that could happen.
Okay. Which is why I feel like Xabi Alonso is the only one here that actually makes...
It's the most logical sense.
Yeah.
From a Liverpool player.
You know what I mean? Great player. Won the Champions League. Liverpool, great Liverpool legends. Knows the city. Knows the team.
He was on that Invincibles team, wasn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. And he's a great player, a great coach as well on top of that.
Yeah.
He's proven it. And if they win the Bundesliga this season with Harry Kane at Bayern Munich, he's getting the job. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, he's getting the job. FSG, make the call.
But we're not going to talk about Steven Gerrard as a manager.
Oh, yeah, no.
I saw CVG as a manager. He's struggling in Saudi Arabia. Like, how?
Hey, look at Unai Emery. He went to Aston Villa. Now they're in the top four with the same team.
Up the Villa, man. Shout out
the same team.
Second place Manchester City just got back arguably the greatest midfielder to ever play in the Premier League, and Kevin De Bruyne,
GOAT. He's the GOAT.
I think would you agree, Maddie, as a Chelsea fan, that De Bruyne is the greatest midfielder to ever play? As a Liverpool fan, I'm reluctant to say it.
He's up there with Zidane. I mean,
Super Frank in the Prem. All time top goal scorer
for
Chelsea.
As United fan, actually, we have a debate usually is what?
Fernandes.
Goals.
Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard, the CVG.
Yeah.
I actually picked Frank Lampard over those three.
Over those three?
Yeah, we've had that conversation.
Okay, like Mount Rushmore, right? It's Scholes, Stevie, Frank, and then I think you got
Zidane. Well, if we're talking Premier League only.
Premier League. If it's Mount Rushmore, mate, forget Stevie G and these lot. Put them to the side. Yeah. Put Zidane there. No, put all these lot there. Exactly.
I agree. Those are the top four. KDB clearly asserted himself as a top midfielder of all time in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most creative.
Oh, for sure, mate. I mean, the thing is for me, I don't know. The thing is, I want to say yes. I really want to.
Don't be biased.
No, I will be biased. I will not give him that credit.
I need your unbiased opinion here.
Okay, all right. Unbiased opinion. I'm going to have to agree. He's just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
The way this guy can pick a pass out of nothing in anywhere is ridiculous. Paul Scholes-esque, may I say.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
And he can ping it into the back of the net as well.
Anywhere, mate.
He can ping that.
Did you watch that game against Newcastle where Newcastle were up 2-1?
Oh, yeah.
He comes on
game.
In the 70th minute, yeah. 5 minutes later, banger of a goal, then game-winning assist in the 90th minute. I mean,
mate, he's just unbelievable, Kevin De Bruyne, honestly.
Do you guys seem to just... shifts the title charge for Manchester City. Saw it today.
They didn't even play that great. We just played worse than them. But I mean, Kevin De Bruyne was the one that created that goal on that set piece. But
who scored for Man City that game?
It was Ake. It was a controversial goal. We're not going to talk about
it.
But no, to answer your question, I do think that changes the tide as far as them catching up to Liverpool. They still have only dropped one game, and that was a controversial game too. And then we talked about the Arsenal game, the Odegaard handball. I think that leaves room for them to creep up. Yeah. And the fact that they're getting fully healthy. Is Rodri back yet or no?
I think so.
For City?
I believe he is.
Because if they have both of those players locked into their midfield, like, they are going to be in contention no matter what.
And it's
like
Bernardo Silva over there.
In contention. The only way I see him being contention is if Liverpool go through a bad form. Like, they lose a couple of games in a row.
Yeah.
You know, you lose some key players here and there. You know what I mean? But honestly, the way I say it right now is Liverpool in the league.
Right now, Liverpool's at a time where like a lot of our guys that were out are starting to like creep back in the lineup. Robertson, who's been out for like over a month.
Exactly, he's coming back into it as well.
Szoboszlai just now starting to like, he started practicing this week, so did Trent.
Right.
Thiago made a cameo at training today.
Right, yeah.
That's another guy that he hasn't played all season. It's like another, like, that he can help us make that last season little push.
For sure, yeah.
But I still think, I'm going to show a little bit of my bias. I hope we win the league, but you can never count out Manchester City.
I just feel
can't
like
count Pep.
You can't count Pep. And you're next, by the way, to step down Pep, just so you know.
Okay? I was gonna with Klopp stepping down at the end of the season, does that kind of open up the door for Pep Guardiola to possibly lead the Premier League?
I thought he was gonna after the whole City charges.
Me too.
Well, they're still investigating them. There's like 110 plus charges.
Yeah.
What if he goes back to Barcelona?
Can he stay in Barcelona?
We're talking about Xavi out. I mean,
Xavi's not managing well.
No,
he's not. He's actually not. He really isn't. Yeah.
If Klopp is out of the Premier League, I could see Pep being like, you know, let's go back to Barca and fix them.
What about Klopp at Barcelona? That could be a shout too. Klopp at Barcelona. You know what I mean? That could be a shout as well.
No, like I said, man, he's taking the family to Ibiza.
Yeah, he's going on holiday.
take one trip down to Barcelona.
It is. You're right. Natty G's got a point.
Take one trip down to Spain, mate, to Barcelona. You know what I mean?
He's gonna come pull up here on Second Street after the season's over here on Long Beach. He's gonna have us a proper holiday, dude. He's gonna get hammered on Second Street. He's gonna like live his best life.
Go to the nearest German pub here, man.
Catching the dogs.
Shoot the dog.
Mate, in La Habra.
Continental Delicatessen.
We gotta take you guys there.
That's
all right. Yeah,
it's a Bayern Munich fan club meeting spot. It's in La Habra. It's like this German deli, family owned.
So great, man.
It's
so
mom and pop in the kitchen, and then Nicole, who's the president of the fan club, is the server/bartender.
Shout out, Nicole.
And it's such a community. Dude.
I want to know
so
what
cool.
they feel about when Nina Bielica smacked Leroy Sané in the face in that Berlin game.
That was insane. I want to see their thoughts.
No, you know what's funny is we were at the game. It was Man United versus Bayern in the Champions League, and there was this one fan
who hated Leroy Sané.
He hated Sané. Every time he touched the ball, he was booing, saying,
"You suck, Sané."
He's a Bayern fan.
He was a Bayern fan, just anti Sané.
Wow.
So I guarantee if he was at the deli watching that game, he was probably clapping. Man,
he would have been the happiest guy in the room.
Like, this is what we needed.
Good.
Slap him next. You know what I mean? Bring him over here.
Well, speaking of teams that are getting slapped up, Newcastle.
Oh, what a transition.
Yeah, up the tune.
Well, you'll get it next.
Up the tune, mate.
Newcastle last season finished in the top four. They got some Champions League football this year, but right now they sit at mid-table, I believe, 10th?
Lovely. Yeah.
Talk about a drop-off in form. I mean, they picked up a lot of injuries this year. Trippier's been out. He was out for a little bit. And then
Sandro Tonali.
Getting suspended for the entire season.
Bloody hell, Sandro.
We talked about this on Footy Fridays. Did they overperform last season? Did they overachieve by making Champions League? What do you think, Maddie?
I mean, it's fixture congestion, right? Like teams who aren't used to it playing Champions League football.
That's true.
FA Cup, you have Carabao Cup, you have the Premier League. It's just a lot more intense. You lose players. Doesn't go good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, drop points to Luton Town.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the current league.
Shout out Luton, though. I do.
Luton plays with hunger. They've given every top six.
They play like
a
bunch of dogs down there, man.
No, they've given every top six team a good game.
Yeah. The Detroit Pistons got to learn from Luton Town, by the way.
Mate, watch some tape, lads. You might learn what hot
is. Yeah, exactly, dude.
For Newcastle, I mean, I agree with Maddie. I think it's just congested fixtures.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to prioritize some over the others. As every coach is going to say that. There's no priority over games, but in the back of their head, it's like there is.
Yeah,
they just don't want to make that very public.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because then that's just a narrative is developed. And But yeah, shout out Dan Byrne. Speaking of Aussies.
Shout out Dan Byrne.
Shout out Dan Byrne.
Aussie. Oi.
I feel like this is Newcastle coming back down to earth again, if you ask me.
I think so.
You know, this is Newcastle, mate.
Yeah.
They are a mid-table team. They are not a top four team.
I feel like
that's
this
is my view.
You don't think the money's there? To back them long-term?
They could, long-term, absolutely. But I think currently speaking, as the team's constructed, mate, one of their best players, Anthony Gordon. Everton, right? Almost got relegated, Anthony Gordon.
Yeah.
And he's one of their best players on their team.
He's been balling.
He has been balling, but you
know. Isak
is great. Bruno is great too. They got two superstars on that team.
Wellington.
Jolinton.
He's had a revival in his career.
Yeah,
I'll give
I was
going to
say, he
yeah.
was like, I wouldn't say. Mid.
Well, he switched positions, right? Because he used to play as a striker.
He was a striker, now he's a winger, yeah, because he didn't score enough goals as a striker. But I feel like Newcastle, this is who they are, mate. They're a 10th place team. I don't think they're a top four team.
They're very shaky in
defense. Not even Europa League, not even Conference League team. I think they are a 10th place team.
Oh, they're just. Right, you think where they're at right now is where the.
I think that's who they are, mate. I don't think they're shocking anyone, in my view, honestly. At least last season, because, you know, you lot had.
Well, they're shocking everybody because of how awful they're doing.
Well, they're shocking because, you know, obviously, because last year, you know, your team was struggling, hence why they kind of went into the top four.
That's
know?
True.
You look in this season, this is who they are. Yeah. Leicester City won a title last season. Following season, we're in a relegation battle. That's who they were.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Speaking of another team that maybe deserves to be a mid-table team for the foreseeable future, and that's a staple of their franchise.
I know where this is going.
Chelsea FC.
Hey, okay, I thought it was on me, mate. Yes, Chelsea FC.
I got another transition.
I was just about to ask if we think we ever get back to a traditional top six of like Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea, United.
One day.
Villa's got other plans, dude.
Well, not even Villa, Brighton. There's like so many teams that have shown competitiveness. West Ham.
Yeah, there's a lot more money.
Even Newcastle. I really do think Newcastle can still come back up, but
it depends, mate. But like, they're not going to finish in the top six, though, or top seven.
Nah.
No way.
Nah.
Brighton, teams above them are way too
West
far
Ham,
ahead.
Too. West Ham.
Well,
we thought they were going to fall off after losing Declan Rice in the summer.
Right.
Yeah. Then they signed James Ward-Prowse, who everybody kind of was like, oh, whatever. He's leaving a Southampton that just got relegated, and he's been arguably their best player this year.
He was the only gem, mate, in that team, that relegated Southampton team. Honestly.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
No, but as far as Chelsea, I mean, what more can they do? Todd Boehly's come in and spent like over $1 billion.
Yeah.
And like, there's just no chemistry.
You've
got
to build the team, honestly. Todd, let them, like, let Poch just coach his team, mate. Like,
No. I really think Poch is out. I do. I know it's a project. Everyone said.
Why are you already?
To sack Poch,
this is your
dude.
Fourth coach, mate.
We're
like
a sack happy club. But like, you look at Poch and there's no identity to this club right now. Like, no one knows what's going
on. Where was it before Poch was in there, though? It was in the mud as well.
We need Tuchel back. I really think Tuchel was the key to the club.
Get over it, mate. He's not coming
back.
He unlocked the
potential out of
he
that
did.
Squad.
He did.
But it's a
he
whole
did.
Different front three. I mean, Havertz is gone.
Yeah.
Mason Mount is gone. And then
they were frauds. Tuchel was carrying them like it was Deadwood already.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. He unlocked
Mason Mount
the
potential. I can tell you right now, mate. Mason Mount is definitely a fraud, man.
And so you give Tuchel this new squad full like young, hungry players. I really think there's hope. But Chelsea's in a bad, bad state. I saw people saying Axel Disasi. Should be converted to a striker because of his goal against Middlesbrough.
Like, he scored two goals the whole season, though. Like, what are
they were saying he has the frame of Benzema and makes the same runs.
Oh, man. Down bad.
No.
Hey, with the mic over that one,
mate. Yeah, so Diossi needs to become a striker, according to Chelsea.
The Blues are down bad if they went to Sassi at striker.
I mean, Benoit Badiashile was a left back today. I'm pretty sure Alfie Gilchrist was right back.
Can I steal your joke from Footy Fridays earlier?
Please.
All right. What do they say about Nicholas Jackson?
He can't even finish his own dinner. Nicky Jackson can't even finish his own dinner to get a chance.
In front of goal.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
the season came to a close when the whole Astrid Wet Nicholas Jackson thing happened.
We're not going
to
talk about that. This isn't the show where we talk about Astrid.
That has to be said if we're talking
about
soccer.
Oh my goodness,
thanks for
speaking of. Like, that's what the season is.
Moving on.
Speaking of missing chances, let's talk. Oh my god. Well, speaking of the Big Six team that's stuck in the mid table.
Oh my goodness.
Another United side, not just Newcastle United, but another United team that made the Champions League but sit at mid table. The Red Devils themselves at Manchester United. What's going on over there, man?
Well, I tell you what, good news. We've got a new sporting director, sporting owner.
Yeah.
You know, Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Other than that, mate, we're in the mud. I mean, I just don't know what to say, honestly, because look, you look everywhere at the football club, it's just mess.
Yeah.
Injuries, players coming in and out.
Yep.
Tyrell Malacia, I haven't seen you since like 2 years ago, mate. Where you been? You know? Luke Shaw's getting injured again. He's back to his old self.
The Butcher.
Your best player is Scott McTominay.
Oh my God. You know, mate, let me not get on Rashford right now. We can literally go a whole other hour of me talking about Marcus Rashford. And I don't understand. How can you go from scoring 30 goals last season to being the sole purpose of us finishing the Champions League to now being the reason why we will never finish the Champions League this season? That to me is, I don't care.
Is it time for him to go?
We just gave him a fat contract, mate. He ain't leaving.
That's right, huh?
He's getting paid $300,000 a week. He's not going, mate. He's staying in Manchester.
Those are pretty high wages.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he's not leaving, mate. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, what we need, we've got to gut this club inside out.
You guys still have Anthony Martial on this roster?
He's leaving, thank God.
Oh, he needs to be.
He's in the Ballon d'Or
clause. Anthony Martial is, yeah.
Martial's Ballon d'Or clause, yeah.
A little funny, yeah.
It's like the time when Nick Collison, the old Oklahoma City Thunder forward, he was like an OKC lifer.
Right.
Never near the MVP race, like nowhere close.
Yeah.
And he had an MVP clause in his contract. It was like, you win the MVP, you get like, it was like $5 million in incentives. It was like something outrageous.
Yeah.
It's like Anthony Martial getting a Ballon d'Or clause on his contract.
And you know what? It did look like a possibility at a point. It did look like it was coming to fruition. I'll be honest. Okay. He won the Golden Boy Award in his first season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it just dropped.
Debut goal was something else too.
Listen. You know, I rewatched that goal all day. I'm like, what happened?
The glory days.
Like, where did it go wrong?
Where
did it all go wrong? But Anthony Martial was gone. You know what? Sell the whole club. Sell Manchester United, mate. Just get rid of us right now, because...
How come Glazers doesn't sell the club?
Pardon?
Why did one of the Glazers sell the club? Why would they keep keeping it?
It's good money for them, mate.
It's greed. It's the same reason why Artie Moreno won't sell the Angels.
Or why FSG won't sell Liverpool.
Stan Kroenke won't sell Arsenal. Same reason, mate.
It's the same thing, man.
It's greed, mate. You make a lot of money. You know, you get your dividends come in.
I feel like at this point, you're losing money as the United franchise.
You think so, isn't it? But honestly,
you
know.
You reckon so? You guys?
Yeah, honestly, I'd hope so. Because then that would push them out of the way. You know what I mean? Honestly, but no.
I never heard somebody pray on the downfall of their football.
Mate, you don't understand.
Team.
We need to. Bro, yeah. Stuff needs to change at this football club, guys. Like, you know, this is crazy.
Yeah, if anybody knows it, is you too.
You know what I mean?
Fans don't have the passion to, like, not show up to the Stratford end.
Nah.
Really?
Nah, probably not.
In baseball, you see it all the time. Mass protests. I think the Red Sox right now are talking about boycotting.
You're painting completely. Yeah. Those tickets, mate, are expensive, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
to be
honest with you, mate. If you really care about your clubs,
I'm with you,
up.
Mate, for sure. Liverpool did it that one time to free ticket prices. You know what I mean? So why can't we do it? What's going on, lads? Wake up.
Like,
I'm going to be screaming into the microphone right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, man. You Mancunian. Never mind. I'm about to swear right now. Let's move on.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. Please check out Footy Fridays on 22West Radio.
Oh,
it's an amazing show.
Great show.
We got to get on Dunk Discussion, though, their basketball show. I got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Derek White for the All-Star game. I'm just saying, Derek White for the All-Star game. Get him in.
The Narcissist for MVP, man. That's all I'm
Jesus
saying.
Christ.
On that note, thank you guys so much for joining us on season 3, episode 2 of Teed Up. Thank you to our video editor and producer, Aiden Swanepoel, and our multimedia producer, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach State sports, please check out our website, daily49er.com, and follow us on socials at daily49er. We're going to start posting all of our beach sports recaps all on Instagram on Tuesday, so please keep an eye out for that if you want to stay up to date on all the scores and all the big highlights from throughout the weekend and throughout the week. Thank you guys for coming on, and we'll see y'all on the next one.
Up the Spurs.
Cool.
Hey, what?